Class is in session. Welcome to the draft seminar presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I'm your host, Matt Hicks, the FF Educator, joined as always by my co-host, John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar. And John, we are breaking down one of the more controversial prospects in this year's draft class, a roller coaster of a prospect that is Seth Williams out of Auburn.
Matt, for 3 years, I've been watching Seth Williams. If you love the SEC, you obviously like college fantasy football like me. Seth Williams, we've been watching this young man play for 3 years now, and it has been an up and down ride. There's times where I've absolutely been excited and ecstatic about his potential, and then there's other times when I watch a live game or I've been studying the tape where I really question certain things about this young man's potential. But right now, I feel pretty good. I have him as my 15th ranked wide receiver. He was in high school. He was a four-star recruit, Matt. He was the fifth rated player in Alabama by 24/7 Sports. He was the 10th ranked athlete nationally by ESPN. And he chose Auburn over Alabama. So I've often thought over the last 3 years, how different would this young man's career be if he had gone to Alabama? However, when I compare him with the last four great receivers at Alabama, I kind of understand he doesn't fit the mold of what the Crimson Tide are recruiting. He is a different prospect. But if you're a fan of the early breakout age, Seth Williams, as a true freshman in 2018, he made 9 starts in the SEC for the Auburn Tigers. He logged 20 catches for 534 yards and 5 touchdowns. He led the entire conference with a 20.5 yard average per catch. He was all freshman SEC team. Matt, I had him highly ranked entering that year in Devy and in college fantasy football circles. I mean, what a great freshman year in the SEC, right? 2019. He had a nice season, but I kind of put it into context. They had a freshman quarterback in Bo Nix. You've got to understand a little bit. So he had 59 catches for 830 yards and 8 touchdowns. Now, if you're looking in comparison to LSU, to Alabama, to Mississippi, you're going to look at those numbers and be like, they're okay. Put it into context, he's still playing against SEC competition, and he had a freshman throwing the football at Auburn. Last year, he did earn the Phil Steele third team All-SEC. And my friends, we've been talking about the SEC for the last, 12 weeks, Matt? We know that conference is loaded. So even third team All-SEC is pretty impressive. He had 47 receptions for 760 yards and 4 touchdowns. One of the things, Gus Malzahn might have lost his job, and now he's at UCF. He never jump-started that Auburn offense. He's stuck in the SEC West, Matt. Auburn has got to fire up that offense. They if they're competing with LSU, they're competing with Alabama, and it just never got off the tarp. It just remained there. But in his career, Seth Williams finished at Auburn 7th in receptions, 4th in yards, 3rd in touchdowns with 17, and 5 times exceeded 100 yards receiving in a game. That shows you the program is much different than LSU and Alabama. But Matt, what really, watching the film tape this week, I do see glimpses of NFL greatness in that profile on film. But what really, I believe the NFL is going to like a ton, his pro day, Matt, 6'3", 211, but more importantly, a 4.49 in the 40, 4.43 in the shuttle. The 3 cone was a little slow at 7.20, but not awful. You know, if he had gotten below 6, that would have been outstanding. But I think Seth Williams is an ex-receiver the NFL is going to like a lot. And I think your film, tell us what you saw when you watched the film of Seth Williams.
Yeah, Seth Williams is interesting, John, because from a film review, his 2019 film was terrible.
It was not good.
I did not like him at all, but other folks really liked him. And then I flipped on his 2020 tape, and I actually think he improved, but it seems like public opinion has swayed downward. So I don't know. Maybe we've met in the middle, John. I think when you first watch his game, you're going to see that athleticism. It doesn't surprise me that he tested well, right? He is really fluid in his tape for a big guy. We just talked about his size. Great vertical ability. You know, that really stands out on tape. You flip on the Arkansas tape. You flip on the Ole Miss tape. You're going to see him actually hurdle defensive backs. And we just said, this is a big man, right? That obviously translates here to the contested catch situation. Now, he goes up, and at times you could see him absolutely moss defenders. He is a highlight reel machine. So if you're watching highlights, Seth Williams is a guy that you might actually put a little bit higher than some other folks. I will say, however, you look at him against some of the best competition. Against Stingley in 2019, he gets boxed out, John, and he gets really dominated by Derek Stingley, who was a true freshman at the time, defensive back for LSU. He doesn't separate before the catch point, John, which is kind of one of my biggest issues with him. I think he relies on that size a little bit too much, but he's still a really talented contested catcher. His yards after catch ability, he has really good contact balance as a runner, which again is impressive for somebody of his height to have good contact balance. He's comfortable running with the ball in his hands. You'll oftentimes see him extend the plays a little bit further. John, his hands really improved for me in his 2020 tape versus 2019 tape. Right now, I have a 78 grade for him. So that's not a great grade. It's not a bad grade. He had a bad grade from his 2019 to 2018.
It was really bad.
So I actually think he improved his hands well. I think he improved his ball tracking. And I think, you know, in terms of his consistency behind it, because you see a lot of drops there on his earlier tape. So it's good to see that development of his hands. Hopefully that continues. Right now, from a fantasy football perspective, I have his projection as bench depth. You know, I think he can be a guy at the next level, but I'm certainly not as excited as some are about him. But, John, let's get excited because we're going to see some big plays when we flip on his tape.
Oh, yeah. There's some beautiful plays here.
All right. And as always, provided by Brandon Lejeune, Devi Deep Dive on YouTube and Twitter. And you can see right off the bat here against Ole Miss, he goes up, he snags the ball out of thin air. And then what does he do, John? He flips his hips, he turns upfield, and there's the juke over the Ole Miss defender. That's an absolutely fantastic play. He's going to go up and get this ball over the Kentucky defender. So you understand, John, why folks are excited about Seth Williams.
When you watch the film, there are just these glimpses. Oh, what a great catch. A brilliant athleticism. But then there's other time we could have a bloopers tape of Seth Williams. Look at that. Another against Arkansas.
And you can see, John, he's a bit of a long strider, but he moves down the field. You know, he's not a big guy who's just going to catch the ball and fall, right? He can run over the middle of the field. And again here, he's going to go up and he's going to get that ball. So he finds a way to win. I hope it translates to the next level.
I do think with the good coaching, and I do think in a really good scheme, Seth Williams has star potential. Now he's got to kind of get himself together, right? Be more consistent. But you see these great plays and he's so athletic and physical. And there's going to be a team who loves that, Matt, in the NFL draft. I know it. Someone's going to love this physicality and this size.
And you're going to see at least two here of clear examples and a few more subtle examples, John, of Bo Nix underthrowing the ball and Seth Williams having really good ball tracking with underthrown balls. That's difficult to do. He does it again here against Stingley. That's not even a well-thrown ball, and he reacts well to it. And again, one more example of he not only catches the ball, but he's going to scrap for those extra yards after the catch as well. And a nice little sidestep to finish this up here against Texas A&M. So the tape, John, it's exciting. There's upside there. We've talked about the pros and the cons. What does that production profile look like for you?
I like his production model, and you must consider the context. He's in an offense that is not in that same class of the elite passing games, and he had a young quarterback. So when you look at 132 reception, he doesn't hit my benchmark, but I understand why in the offense in which he's playing in. 2,124 yards is very nice. Look at that, Matt. 16.1 yards per catch in the SEC. And he did score 17 touchdowns for the Auburn Tigers. Now, one thing that the film didn't illustrate, and this is kind of anecdotal watching film and looking at box scores. In general, when Seth Williams played a top-level defense or a highly rated corner, more likely to disappear and not succeed. When he was just bigger, better than the other cornerback, that's when he absolutely dominated people, Matt. He, you know, so I worry a little bit, how is he going to do if he has to do top-notch competition at the NFL level? And Matt, we talked about his hands. This is a very, he might have the lowest catch percentage of my top 25 wide receivers. Part of it's the quarterbacking with Bo Nix, but 44% is a little bit of a red flag. And you had mentioned in 2019, people watch the film. It's not pretty, his hands. So we do have a little red flag here with his ability. We saw all the great catches. There's some where you're like, oh, you know, like I'd be watching like, oh, that should have been a touchdown. Team Aerial Dominator, 31%. To me, Matt, he projects as a classic X receiver with speed, agility, and burst, huge catch radius. One thing we didn't talk about, but he does have decent ball tracking skills. He can get behind the defense. And we saw that one long pass where he had three defenders around him near the goal line, and he just used his body to bring that ball in. I think an NFL team's going to love him. I have a third-round grade. I think he might get taken in the second round, Matt. I'm really hopeful. Let's see the draft capital on Seth Williams.
All right, there you have it. Seth Williams, a wide receiver out of Auburn. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Draft Seminar. If you are watching, please make sure to give us a like. If you're listening, please make sure you are subscribed. And as always,